The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Anything goes! Go! Go!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything Goes with the lovely Carrie Bradstreet and myself, Larry Berry.
Hey, good morning, right?
Well, good morning. Let me do it this way.
It's probably
good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on what time you're watching our show.
Sure.
There you go.
Yep. Like I said, I asked him if he watched our shows because we had two of them that came back to back because we didn't get them uploaded and we did them at odd times. And so there were two shows. So it's like anybody who watched two of our shows back to back. Well, I was taking a bath, and so I had our show on for like.
And you didn't call me. Okay, go ahead.
So I did watch our shows back. But you don't even watch them.
I do. I don't say. See, now there you go. You're sitting there saying, I don't watch them.
He says, I don't know. I lived it. I don't need to.
Yeah, I watch it. Sometimes I just.
It's funny because then I go back and sometimes I start to remember, oh, yeah, I forgot we talked about that. You know, oh, yeah, I forgot that. How easily I forget what we did.
Oh, how easy. I forget everything. I mean, that's probably why I don't watch my show because I just forget to watch it. You know, after you, at a certain time in age, you just forget everything. You forget, you even forget the words the, at, come, stuff like that. So, isn't that sad?
I know.
It's how you get older.
Mine is the recall because I know the information's there, but I just can't recall it. It takes longer for me to be able to pull it up, you know, especially like with names and stuff too. People that I've known forever. And if someone was to say the name or gave me a list, I'd be able to say, oh, yeah, that's their name,
yeah,
so I know it.
Oh, yeah.
But just to recall it, it's like, oh, my gosh. I do this alphabet trick where I just go A, B, C, D. So it kind of give me an idea of what their name started with, and then it might come to me.
Well, if I did the alphabet, I'd go from A to Z and still wouldn't know what I was thinking.
There's been
about,
times so. I get up to it, I'm going, uh-oh, I'm already at VWX, and I don't know anybody whose name starts with those. So no, I just start
forget,
over again.
I just forget things. I mean, real stupid things. It just, you know.
I know it's brain stuff. I need to order more of my brain supplement.
Well, you know what? I was taking that, and it was getting worse.
Oh.
So I quit taking it completely.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what's the cause of the, you know, of the memory thing.
Yeah.
You know, if it's something that's a genetic type thing, or if you're like getting into dementia, or if it's just
dementia. I'll go with dementia on me.
Although I'm trying to prevent that, although I think I have early onset just because I forget stuff, that if I can be doing things so that my brain is functioning better, that I don't get worse. Because
I don't think you get better at that, do you? I mean, I think you just get worse.
Well, there's skills.
It's called old age.
I know, but I know that you can retrain your brain somewhat. They tell people when they're older to be doing things that require you to having, you know, critical thinking stuff, like doing crossword puzzles or doing, you know, games or computer games. And my husband claims that, oh, he's going to be really good because he's been doing video games for so long that's kind of like the brain.
I can't
brain
imagine.
Stimuli for
I cannot him. See your husband doing video games.
He started at right when my son was born. So he's been playing video games with my son, and also for 28 years, depending on how old my son was.
My kids got into that, but I never got into that.
But we attribute my son being able to read so young by him playing the video games, because the video games that they would play are these role-playing games, and so there's always dialogue and stuff that's on the screen, and so you're reading, you know, the stuff. And I don't know if the game is also saying the words, and then he's seeing the words, that eventually he was reading those words, and he was two, and, you know, and then when he was three, he could read. And so it's like, well, I guess it kind of, you know, did something. You
How
know,
was
he,
his would,
he wasn't
in
talking
school?
Much at three, but he was could read.
How was his grades in school?
Oh, he ended up testing out. He's got a genius IQ.
Does he really?
Yeah. He was a member of Mensa when he was five, but he doesn't quite understand that. And he's the one I think has the photographic mind.
Well, I got a photographic mind. It just isn't developed yet.
I know.
But I'm dumb.
Yeah. So yeah, he can learn stuff really quick and all that. But the one thing that he doesn't fall short on, where he's not brilliant at, is remembering things like in a group. Like if I said, you know, Marcus, can you, you know, go downstairs, clean out your closet, and bring up your dirty clothes. I think he will remember two of them. You know, so it's just like he doesn't, you know, remember all three things. And so kind of that little short-term stuff like that, he wasn't as good
at. You mean like, I can understand that. I got to go take my clothes to my mom. I forgot that, Mom.
Oh, you think he was just making that up?
I think he was making that up, yeah. Yeah. But,
yeah,
you know. I didn't know that. That's pretty
good.
Yeah,
that's why he ended up going into, he did math. He was a math major and accounting double major.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was never good at any of that
What's
stuff.
He do now?
He was an accountant. He's got a CPA. He got into CPA right away, too.
Yeah.
But now he works for Godfrey Lee Schools, and he's like their financial officer there.
Oh, wow. So he's doing pretty good there.
Yeah, well, that school, Godfrey Lee, is like the poorest district in the state.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's really nothing there that can, you know, that funds the schools and stuff, and so they're always having to try to, you know, bring, you know, money in and fundraise and whatnot. So it's a neighborhood that now is primarily Hispanic, I think.
See.
So you have, you know, kind of a mixture of, you know, Spanish speaking, and then you've also have a lot of, he said a lot of them are single parents. And so,
Matt, what school did you go to? Your high school?
I went to one in the country. So.
That's when he said that. He wouldn't tell us the name, so it makes me suspicious. I think the school was his house. He was homeschooled and doesn't want
to
say.
No, I went to an actual school. It was Hemlock High School. That's what it was.
Hemlock?
Yeah.
Were you way up in Hemlock?
Way up, yes.
That's where the birds don't even fly.
Whereabouts? Is that in Michigan somewhere?
Yeah.
That's...
Northern Michigan, isn't it?
Not Northern Michigan. You know the Tri-City area, like Saginaw,
yeah.
Bay City?
Oh, okay.
That area.
Yeah. Okay.
Hemlock's a county, I think, within Saginaw.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
It's very farmland.
Farmland. Well, you're almost
our house
down.
was literally seven doors down from civilization because we couldn't get, like, our own internet out there.
Oh.
We couldn't get internet wired out there, so we had to get our own hotspot.
That was like what... Mark grew up, and it's like tiny towns, you know, south of Jackson, between Jackson and Adrian. I remember first going there, his parents had this humongous satellite. You know, remember those old things like that up on the way in the back just to try to get some reception or something for television or whatever.
Did you get along with his parents right away?
His dad died when he was like two or three.
Ooh,
so
wow.
Yeah, so he has had a stepdad from the beginning. And they were just really different because they were just, his mom was a nurse, and they were just, you know, farm people, you know, just very modest, you know, kind of people. And unfortunately, she died very young too. So he hasn't had his.
Oh, wow.
But his stepdad is still hanging on.
He's
almost 90, yeah.
Wow.
But he's been in a care facility for a couple of years now because, and he's one that's his memory is like, sometimes forgets that he's at a home.
Well, you know, with the problem with our lovely governor that wouldn't let the, you know, what's sad, the governor has put on so many regulations that, you know, people can't even go to those older, what do
to
you
visit.
Call them?
Yeah, I know. That was going
to. To visit. And these people are up in the 80s. And my wife's mother just had a birthday yesterday, 90 years old, and they can't go see her. And that's sad because, you know,
they're
not
the ones
here for that much
right,
longer.
Right, and they're the ones that need to have some come.
I'll tell you, this governor is not going to be, trust me to tell you that she's a one-term governor. Nobody will vote for that woman. I mean, the people that will be dying
she's,
because
she's
of her.
She's ticked off a lot
just,
of people, yeah.
Yeah, she's just a, she just... She's just a person with just
well, she's just
fools for brains.
Well, she's very power hungry, I think.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, because it just seemed like the regulations she had were like spiteful, like she's trying to punish, you know, the constituents. You know, like if you didn't follow my orders to what I said, okay, then I'm going to make them stricter.
Yeah.
See, look what I can do. Yeah. And it was, my daughter just came up from Dallas. And so Texas, you know, I was telling her the things that we couldn't do or still can't do. And she's like, what? You know, so yeah. I said, yeah, we're one of those states. And I said, that's why, well, she works for the airlines. And I kind of heard how many millions of dollars they're losing every day. It's like incredible.
Yeah.
That I said, you know, until New York and California and them open up, that's contributing to a lot of that, because think of all the flights, people going in and out of New York or in California. If all these businesses are shut down, look at all those flights that aren't, you know, people that aren't flying. That's affecting it too.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Yep. So Southwest.
Well, you cannot blame our president for that.
Well,
though, no. Because it's not his fault. It's China's fault.
Yeah, and the same thing when she's talking about, you know, the losses and how the CEO is just such a wonderful guy, and he's going out of his way to not, you know, be furloughing and laying off anybody. Now that the government part, I guess, must just expired the end of September, where they were, I guess the airlines were being considered like a utility or type of a thing. And so that the government said, you have to be, you know, you have to be running. Right. So they wouldn't let them, you know, like shut down. And so they were funding them to keep them, you know, doing all their flights in case, you know, for emergencies and whatnot. But that part ran out. And so now you're going to see airlines able to start laying off people because they were all losing money doing this, what the government was telling them. And so now you're going to see all the other airlines just, you know, cutting, probably cutting flights and all this. But Southwest is trying to hang on as long as possible. I said, they need to just sue China, you know, for all of this. It's China's fault, and they've got all these billions of dollars. They need to, you know, pay back all these industries that were damaged because of them. You know, it's not the airline's fault, you know?
I can see another war coming. I can see another war coming.
Yeah.
What they did, all these people dying, you know, how many, 7 million people has died, so...
Yeah, there's something that's going to have to be done. That's something you can't just do that and then say, oh, sorry, my bad, you know, and then it totally ruined the economy of the world.
Matt, do you know how many people have died so far?
Worldwide?
We're about, not worldwide. I know the United States has
like 200,000.
Peaked over 200,000, yes.
Yeah.
I think we're at 1 million worldwide. A bit over 1 million right now. I think so, yeah.
Wow.
I'll have to double... Let me double check that in the background real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, so...
If you would.
Yeah. I mean, in... When you... I guess it has also been overblown as far as things shutting down because we thought, or the governments were told, that there was going to be millions of people that were going to die. You know, forcing them to think, you know, we're going to have to shut things down, you know, just to get a handle on this from spreading. Come to find out that those numbers, those projections were based on, you know, if we did nothing, everybody just went on with their lives and weren't protecting themselves, weren't washing their hands, weren't separating and all this. But so that the number of those getting the virus is so much lower, but those that do die from it is just
I got a question. It sounds stupid, but I got to ask you. If you're at home, do you have to wash your hands every 15, 20 minutes? Or it's when you go out?
I told my mom, thankful. That's why I probably don't get sick very often. She always trained us. You know, anytime we went to the store and came home, we always had to wash our hands first thing. And now, anytime I leave the house and come home, my first thing I do is wash my hands. Even if I didn't get out of my car, you know, like if I went, you know, up to the drive-thru or something, and I just, in that habit, anytime I've been outside my house that I could come in contact with something, the first thing I do is I come home and I wash my hands.
Well,
I've always done that, yeah.
Never have. Never have.
Yep.
I do now. I mean, when I come home from the store, And if I'm in the store before I leave, I'll grab some of that stuff and put it on it too.
Yeah, when it first started, I kept hand sanitizer in my car.
It's irritating me, though, that a lot of people are walking into the store and they got their mask down over. They don't have.
Well, I'm kind of one of those people. Mine kind of comes to here, but I have an exemption. I don't actually need to have a medical reason. I don't have to wear the mask. But I just, so that I don't stand out and people are going to say, why don't you wear a mask? I just kind of have mine and it kind of comes down so that I can breathe.
Yeah.
Because I need to have full oxygen and stuff like that. Yeah. So that might be some reason they're doing that. But I can't, it's just, I can't breathe. And then if I have to put my glasses on, it steams up my glasses and it's like, this is so dumb. But.
So you think it's dumb to wear a mask?
Well, it's dumb to require everyone to wear them, I think, especially because I don't think that they're really doing anything, because if you're breathing through them, you know, particles of stuff are coming through it too, you know. But for those who are susceptible, sure, yeah, they can wear them all day long. You know, wear them forever. That's fine. But don't insist that everybody has to wear them.
Well, it's not for the person wearing a mask. It's for the person that doesn't.
Right, but if the person who's wearing the mask is protected themselves, then, you know, all these other people aren't. Supposedly, if that mask is working, you're not going to be, you know, contaminated by somebody else if you're standing 6 feet away or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. But
well,
there's those conspiracy.
I think it's a good thing to wear the mask, though.
But there's a conspiracy thing about this whole 6 feet apart thing and wearing these masks that goes to some kind of a, like the 5G, some kind of weird conspiracy that it's the government or
trying to control the people.
Yeah, and it's something to do with their listening in on everything on this new 5G technology, and so that it only works if you're have to be 6 feet apart, otherwise they can't, you know, zone in on one specific, you know, phone or whatever they're getting the information from, and it's some weird stuff. So, but I'm like, who knows anymore? Because, you know, with technology and with all the stuff that they know about everybody, I was watching something on Netflix, I think it was, and it was about called The Social Dilemma, and talking about all this data and everything that these social media things have got, and it didn't intend to be that way. But they know everything about us and algorithms that will then, you know, put certain ads that, you know, would cater to you, show you videos that they will recommend based on things that the computer or whatever knows about your habits and whatnot. And it's really, really kind of invasive and creepy. So it's the less information that you get out there on social media, the better. Although most of it's already out there. But even those games they used to have you play, you know, those quizzes, you know, which character are you and whatever, and you fill these out. Those were all data gathering things.
I think today on the computer, when you're on the computer and they want you to do a survey here and a survey there and a survey, I just delete them. I never do that stuff.
Yeah, so they've gathered a lot.
I probably get 100 mails a day, and I probably only really read 3 and delete the rest, you know.
Yeah. So. Did you get hit yesterday? And I thought maybe it was just my phone, because I didn't have it with me. I had it in the car when I was doing stuff, and I came back, and I had like 11 voicemails, and they were all from almost the same number, and it was like Ventura, California, blah, 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 and they all had voicemails attached to them. And they started out something about your Apple something or other, or Microsoft something or other. So there was all some kind of spam, and I got a ton of them. And my mom had gotten the same thing. So they just, within a matter of time, just all these calls and all these voicemails, they hit a whole bunch of people all at once with all
this. See, I wouldn't even open them. I just deleted them.
See, my phone, it doesn't ring for those things, so I don't know.
Oh, I get it.
But see, she goes, I turned off my voicemail. I did on my phone. I can turn off notifications for anyone that's not in my contacts.
Oh yeah.
So that's why I don't get those. So my phone only rings when it's actually somebody that's in my contacts.
Oh, just in your contacts.
Mm-hmm.
Am I in your contacts? Because I'm just wondering if that's why you never answer your phone.
Well, my phone, I would have it on mute, so that doesn't help. If it's on mute, it can still...
Why do you do that?
I always did it because I was in places where I couldn't have the phone ring.
Oh.
You know, if I forget, I don't want to be in trouble and have the phone go off. Yeah,
she does a lot of commercials and that, so you've probably seen her. I bet you're looking at her right now going, where have I seen her before? Where have I seen her before? Mm-hmm. And you've seen her a million times on...
I'd love to get my hands on some of those commercials that I've never seen, even if I could just...
How come not all of us can see them and you're the ones that
like
made them?
Like I said, they always ran them on Comcast. The local
and she also
Comcast.
Was in a movie and she got...
A Best Actress?
A Best Actress, just like if you were... That was where?
It was in Europe.
Europe, where she doesn't get the...
I'm trying to remember where...
Could you have worn a big gown and all that if you went to that thing?
Oh, if we went to it, yeah, but who could afford... It was... Gosh, where was it again? I forget.
Should have got your agent to...
Belgium. I don't know. It was someplace out. It was in...
Did you tell your agent you got it and that you won?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, maybe they would have paid your way there because that'd have been a big thing for them, having one of their people win that.
Yeah,
big
we're gonna pay for you to go all the way to Europe.
Well, maybe they would give you or had something here for you or something.
Well, I got a sticker, so it says, you know, best part. I can slap that on my resume.
You know what? Talk about humble. I don't know if it's being humble or what it is because
honest.
No, I don't know. She's bashful, one or the other. Were you bashful in high school? Well, you could have been. You were a cheerleader.
No, but I had social anxiety. So.
Now, did you date a football player when you were in school?
I didn't date because I was very mature, and I always thought, why date someone just to break up with them? Because unless you're intending to be with, you know, this is a person you plan on marrying, you're eventually going to be breaking up with them.
Yeah.
So why just date someone for the sake of dating? I didn't need that. Whereas a lot of girls need to say that they've got, have a boyfriend and stuff all the time. Wasn't necessary for me.
Oh, you must have had guys hanging off you trying to get a
date. I had a lot of guys that, you know, that liked me and, you know, that kind of stuff. And I went to, like, dances, you know, proms and homecoming dances, got invited to those things. But I just was like...
No parking in the car and necking in the backseat?
No.
Jeez.
Sad thing.
I'm kind of hard to believe that.
It was very unnecessary to me. I just thought, why... And that's why I think when young girls, they don't need to be, don't really seriously date someone unless the end game is to find someone that you're going to eventually marry. Otherwise, you know, you're giving up so much of your emotion and all this time.
Well, what about if you don't want to get married? If you want to just don't want kids, you want a career, same way?
That you don't want to get married?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to get married.
Well, then I guess if you just go on dates now and then or whatever and don't have a serious boyfriend, I suppose. Or if you got someone that you date that doesn't care, that you don't want to get married, I don't know.
You broke a lot of men's hearts, didn't you?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. There you go. You know she did.
No, I did find out, though.
You went to Granville, didn't you?
Yes, in college.
Okay, all you guys from Granville that are probably in your 30s, right?
Yeah, in your 30s. You graduated in the 90s. but in college, like I said, I always had this anxiety, and I didn't realize my mom, when we were talking yesterday, that she kind of had the same thing in school, where you always felt like people were, if you walked into a room and people started laughing, you thought they're laughing at you. Or, you know, just things like that. And so that's why I was always thinking, oh, they're laughing at me, they think I'm fat and ugly, and they're laughing at me, blah, blah, blah. That's where it kind of started from. But I always had that in the back of my mind. And I know in college, there was, and I didn't have my contacts all the time, so I couldn't always see. And so there might be somebody waving to me or whatever, and I'm not waving back, and they're thinking that I'm stuck up, but I won't see them. Well, there came this case where this guy went to ask me to, I don't know if they had homecoming at college or something too, and it was like 2 days before, and I was like, I don't want to, but then I said, well, it's kind of last minute, I think it's really too last minute. He goes, well, it took me this long to get up the courage to ask you, and I'm like, oh, sorry. You know, I felt really bad.
Okay. I always got kicked out of my class because I made people laugh. And mm-hmm. I used to really upset the teacher, and she'd kick me out and make me stand in the hall.
Oh, yeah, class clowns.
Yeah, well, not, you know, not really class clown, but it's just, you're interrupting my class and I don't want you
Dennis
to
the Menace, kind of this, kind out of there, yeah. Interrupting everything.
Bring out the book and told me to read this part of it so I wouldn't, that I wouldn't be behind in class, so yeah. I had to read.
Don't get behind. You're not going to be a comedian, Larry. No. You got to learn, got to study.
Got to study.
Yeah. Kids have different personalities, and I think
let's get to work.
They need to really cater to, I think, kids, especially when they're younger, because those that kind of get left behind or don't have the amount of attention as maybe the students that do really well or the cute girls and the, you know, good-looking boys and stuff, you know, they get all the attention. And you have someone else that at home, maybe they don't get a lot of attention, they don't have a lot of friends, and then in their classroom, they're kind of, you know, ignored. Those are the kids that they're
set up for.
Trust
me, I was never ignored in my classroom.
That I think they actually should be focusing on those kids to build them up.
I got to tell you the funniest thing that ever happened to me in school.
What?
Well, it's just, it just came to my head. I haven't remembered this in years, right? Well, anyway, we had a trip to the planetarium that all of us were going to.
Oh, I remember doing that.
Remember? Well, yes. I lived in a different country.
Well, it was the Rajabi Chaffee one here. Yeah.
But anyway, we had to go to this, right? So all of us guys decided to sit by our girlfriends because when it gets dark, you can't see in there.
Now, what grade are we talking?
Oh, 10th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, we're sitting in there talking, and the girl I was with, I wasn't paying attention to her, and my teacher was sitting on the other side of her, got her and put her where she was sitting, and then she was sitting there, and it
and
got
it was so dark.
And I grabbed the teacher's boob.
No, you did not.
A scream. Oh, I did. And a scream
Joe Biden,
came.
You. Huh? You Joe Biden.
Oh, man. It got so, oh, man. Did I get in trouble for that?
Oh, I'm sure.
That teacher slapped me across the face.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget that as long as I live. I'll tell you that. It's still embarrassing today, but I thought of it just then. And I forgot all about that.
Yeah, you blocked it.
Here we are
mind,
talking
yeah.
about all your girlfriends, your boyfriends. And, no, and
I think we went to the planetarium. It must have been elementary school that we went to those. I think I can only recall it maybe once or twice that was a field trip.
Yeah, it's a field trip. Now they have it on that, what is that, the space station or?
Oh, is that right? You can just.
You can look a lot of it on the space station.
Yeah, I do kind of remember that.
Yeah, what's watching on TV about how they think they've got people living on Mars on the other side of the Mars. Have you heard that one yet?
I always hear those kinds of things, that there's a whole nother, I mean, we don't know so much about our galaxy, that there's other galaxies.
Well, it could really be true because we have been to the moon. And some people.
Well, and there's just stuff that we don't know. We can't know everything. So, you know, maybe
Matt
God
knows
maybe
everything.
God
That's
has
why
another...
we ask Matt for things when we say. We don't say, Matt, do you know? We just say, Matt, look this up. Matt, what about this? Matt, what about that?
I still have those COVID numbers for you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, just over here.
Okay, give it to us, buddy.
You want to sidetrack back to that?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll sidetrack back to that.
So we are currently at 35.2 million cases worldwide and 1.04 million deaths. U.S. is still number one on that.
Mm-hmm. Number one on deaths or a number of cases?
Both.
Oh, really?
We have 7.44 million cases and 210,000 deaths.
And you wonder how much of this maybe was intentional. If all the international flights that were coming out originally, even before we knew that go into New York and go into these big cities, you go into a population with multiple million people that are sharing transportation, sharing this stuff, boom, that stuff's going to spread.
And it wasn't really
so
Trump's
fast.
Problem, it was
the Chinese. Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, especially since if they were letting people travel out but not come in, it's like, what do you know that we don't know? You know, why are you stocking up on all these masks and oxygen things? You know, a little suspicious. can't get away with a lot of stuff in the world now with internet.
No, you can't. But, can find, you know, we should do something about that, though. You know, everybody's scared to go to war with China because they're so big. They think they're so big, and they got so much that they would take us off the earth, but I just don't believe
it. Or I think a lot of the people don't want to give up that cheap labor and everything that they can get for stuff. But you know what? I think if Americans say, you know what? We don't need all this cheap, chintzy stuff from China. You know, we can just give that up and then just be
it's
kind of on our own and buy American, but don't make junk anymore. Just make
Bill
necessities.
Clinton's the reason we got all this stuff from China, because they started letting them make all the automobiles and letting them make everything over there. And why we did that, to me, that'd be trading, being a traitor, letting them do all that.
Well, it's because it's like slave labor over there, you know? So it's like it was cheap for businesses to do business there. So
maybe
don't.
Well, that's, but see, that to me is wrong, because what you're doing.
Well, Americans then got used to paying cheap for stuff.
You're killing your own country.
I know, and that's why we got used to things being so cheap. Because it was cheaply made here, and we didn't buy American stuff because Americans, you know, would get a regular wage. They weren't working for pennies on, you know, an hour or something.
I can remember sitting at the table at my home and my mother telling my dad, we can't afford a Cadillac. $3,600 for a car? It's unbelievable. But it just isn't that something.
I know. I remember, gosh, it had to have been still in the 70s. I don't know if it was a 70 Buick. I remember it was like $2,000 or $2,500.
Yeah. And now it's in the $50,000. That's just, that I can't even absorb that you, anybody would pay that kind of money for a vehicle.
I know.
I would never. I would drive an old car for the rest of my life. I would not pay that kind of money for an automobile.
My dad was saying, it was so funny we were talking about all this, because my he was asking my daughter about her house in Dallas that they bought. It was bought, you know, made in 1950. And when he was just starting out, he was building houses, so he was really young. The first house that he built, it was in Wyoming. The second one, you know, there were like $10,000, $12,000.
Are we talking about your husband?
My dad.
Oh, your dad.
And then if there was a $15,000 house, he said that was kind of like an upscale thing.
Yeah.
So now, you know, that would be like people buying a used car, where we used to be able to buy a new house.
Well, my house cost me $65,000, and
30 years ago or whatever.
And now I got $200,000. It's been appraised at $200,000.
I know, inflation, all that 70s inflation.
Yeah, I want to sell it and get me a place in Florida now. Oh. I'll be here on Mondays though.
I'll come visit you in Florida.
Well,
my dad just drove
too
to Florida this weekend.
Oh, by the way, I was going to talk to you. You and I might be going back to Florida for one of our shows.
Really?
Yeah, if he gives me the okay on it.
Who's he?
Guy that
in Detroit.
The guy that used to be the big wheel at here at Channel 8. Now he's in Detroit.
Oh. That would be fun.
I've still been with him. He's been talking to me every once in a while. But he calls me and tries to get me excited, and I don't really get excited about it.
Oh, that reminds me, too. I had gotten something. There's some other, I don't know if we want to call them, like they're streaming sites or different places that are always looking for content, and I got contacted. It's something like for comedy stuff or what have you, and you can just, you know, submit your stuff, and they put it on. And I was going to look more into that,
yeah,
just to see if, or even if they would, you know, want to take our podcast or do anything.
Oh, right.
You know, just throw stuff out there. So I'll go back and try to find that email. Yeah. So there's places to throw stuff out there just to.
Yeah. Well, I keep saying I've got to do this, but I've got to take all our shows and take all the commercials off of it and then make a show, not a show, but just a good,
right? Yeah, just take the best
of the
best gets, and you know, put together, you know, 24 minutes or
if
whatever.
You'd like to help me with that, and we can get together.
Yeah, if it's a matter, especially if it's a matter of watching them,
well,
and
it's
then
a matter of making them money on it. That's the only reason.
Well, I mean, the complicated part is getting it into a format where we can be
editing
it. It's
already in a format right now. All we got to do is edit it and delete. That's all we got to do.
But you have it on your computer that we can edit?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's the hardest part is,
that's what we're going to do.
Because I'm not good at editing. I have like the simple kind of things where you can.
We got to delete.
Well, that's just it. I'd have to know the program where you put.
Yeah, all you do is you go through and delete. It's just a program and it's all set up.
But if you know how to use the program, I'm just saying
it's a button. It's a button.
I know, but there's different kinds of software that.
Yeah, this software is very easy. Okay, that's for the dummy.
That's kind of like what I have too. Yeah. Mine is so dumb. This is how I have to do my audition stuff, and I'm kind of have to come up with a better way. But I used to use Movie Maker.
Yeah.
And it was very easy for me, but they stopped making it or downloading it, so I wasn't able to put it on my newer computer, so I only had it on my little tiny little laptop. So I would have to take my video and then upload it to my little computer, do the little editing on it to save it, and then, you know, take it to my other computer and upload it, what have you. Well, for some reason, this little computer wasn't liking the videos from my phone, the big files from Apple. Yeah. And so I had to try to figure out, how am I supposed to get these to this little computer? And it wasn't liking them. So I'd be like uploading some stuff to Facebook Messenger to myself. And if those were too big, I'd have to put up to Dropbox and send stuff to myself. It was such a long, long process. So I need to just find an easy one on my computer that I can just work on.
Why don't you have
Matt
show you on this computer?
Well, they do have a free Movie Maker on the Windows 10 stuff, but this isn't easy as the one that I'm used to. I mean, I could try to learn that one or something else.
You got to learn them if you just
don't. I know. I like just like the easy ones where you can. I didn't even know how to use the one on your phone. I kind of learned figured out how to trim. You know, like if I want the video to cut off the very beginning where it's me pushing the buttons and stuff, getting in front of the camera and cutting them off the end. But I don't really know how to, you know, take a clip and then take another clip and put that clip in there and kind of make something, which would be handy.
Then easier probably for you.
Yeah, so I really need to.
Well, we've been on here a long time.
Well, we started a show. We did a show for about 10 minutes, and then
Matt says, we haven't been filming this.
We had a bad tape.
We haven't been filming. It's more everything got cut off.
Yeah,
so I couldn't stop it.
Yeah, so it seems like we've been here longer than they realize.
Right.
But and I was.
Oh, hey, the full moon's out.
Oh, is it a full moon? What does that mean?
No, I'm joking. It's like we've been here long.
What's all that? I think we had a ground. What do you call those?
Earthquake.
Earthquake. I had a real shimmy the other day at my house.
Were they doing
any
kind of construction?
Everything. No, I checked around and everything, and I thought, well, maybe that was an earthquake. It wasn't a long one, but it was probably
seconds. Yeah, how we could feel earthquakes that happened like in Ohio or crazy thing. It's like. Can't imagine.
Most
well, my friend lives
South
in California now, and she's up in like the high desert area, and they would get a lot of.
Yeah, they hear them all the time.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah, this world won't be around forever. Trust me, it's gonna go. It's gonna just shake. Wouldn't that be a horrible way to go though? The whole Earth at one time just starts splitting apart.
Everybody's falling in.
I have a theory where it's like the world isn't gonna like burn, the world isn't gonna split apart. It's just gonna disappear. Just like we're just not gonna live anymore. Just one day, no, it's gone.
It's gone. Well, that could be because a lot of times.
Doesn't the Bible say that, you know, for Jesus is gonna come back?
Well, yeah, and so this is gonna be a new earth
for a while before that. So.
Well, Earth is gonna be on heaven too, you know. It's gonna be part of heaven.
Well, that's what I think that, I guess we are all just guessing at stuff, but yeah.
Have you ever figured what you're going to do in heaven?
No, I just wonder, will we get bored? We don't have to be doing these hard jobs and working.
Well, it says that you're going
stuff.
To be praising Jesus all day long.
Well, I mean,
I don't know how much do we really want to do that.
But I think it's just that we've never felt what it felt to be like, fully like love. God
and
is
they
love.
They said
we
don't
really
need
know what
sex
is.
When we're. I'm going. What?
No.
Did we have this conversation a couple of weeks ago?
My mom. No. It's beyond our comprehension.
No, we
so
never
I mean,
did.
You talk about people, or even you, that feel like they have like these near death experiences, and they feel like they don't want to come back. It's just like, you know, they just feel. Just love and, you know, so it's beyond our comprehension what it's going to be like. And as far as, you know, am I going to know you? What are my ancestors that are there?
Am I going to recognize them? Are they going to be able to talk?
I know, and I wonder if that's something that, you know, God could give that to you, because that will make you happy. And to make somebody else happy, it's to, you know, they have a candy making machine over here. Oh, yeah, I mean, who knows? So it's whatever we can probably, whatever we can imagine is probably something that is possible. But I don't know. We're all just guessing, because
heaven is just earth, but everyone has their own water cooler.
There you go.
Or their own date.
Yeah. It could be, yeah, and it could be someone's heaven is like a Hawaii situation where you're just, you spend all your time and you're just, in, you know, just enjoying.
So if I see you in heaven,
yeah, I don't know if we'll recognize each other.
I can go like this. Yes!
You made it! No germs, Larry. You can actually hug me and shake my hand.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about, too.
You know, there for a long time, I was a germaphobe. I didn't like shaking people's hands. I didn't like, you know, if you didn't know somebody,
now it doesn't matter because you're...
Whoa, no.
Yeah, no, people don't take offense anymore.
No, not anymore, no.
Everybody does it. Yeah, I know.
But, yeah. My poor sweet wife, I feel so, you know, she works a Steelcase, and she retires in 2 weeks.
Yay.
Can you believe that? 2 weeks she's
door done. Party.
Yep, today was going 2 weeks.
2 weeks from today.
And as many hours as she worked, I mean, as many hours she worked today, she never got home before 8 o'clock at night, mostly. And I thought, this is really going to be rough on her. And she's looking forward to retiring. Mm-hmm. She's looking forward to getting out of
And my mom says, what is Mark doing with all his time? Yes. Yeah, well, it's between walking the dogs, and he lifts his weights, he plays video games, and he puts around and does stuff. Well, he tells everybody, I have so much stuff to do, so he just feels like there's all these things that he could be doing.
Well,
so.
You know, I got my new logs from Menards that we made him come and pick up the other ones and get rid of them, and my kids come over.
Built your deck?
And built my deck, and you should see it looks more professional than the other ones that, you know.
Take a picture and show it to me.
They did a great job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have to take a picture of it and show it to you. Mm-hmm. And my dogs, they love being out on the deck now. They feel freedom, you know.
Is it bigger than the other one?
No,
or
it's
the same size?
The same identical. It's just they changed the
floor. Just the flooring.
Yeah.
Okay, so the railing's the same.
No, the railings
same size?
Are new, too. Everything
but
new.
It's all just the same
size. Well, the one I just put in a floor. The other one I put in the whole thing. Because the other one was newer than the new one. But
you had the deck that comes out from your house, then you go downstairs and the deck by the pool.
Yeah, the one upstairs, both of the upstairs. One was, we put in just the flooring and the other, and the railings and the other just the flooring.
Okay,
so, but still, it looks good and all that.
Yeah,
but the dogs love being out there on it now, and they're walking, seeing it. They're
no
like
slivers.
Kids. You ever notice that, how your dogs are... know what you're thinking about and all that, you know.
Yes.
My dogs look at me and I go, don't even think about it, and they'll kind of run away or something like that.
Yeah, they definitely understand words, and they smile.
Next week, are we going to do the thing that we've been wanting to do for the last 3 weeks, is do one of our skits, or do a skit that's going to be something like our show, or do you not want to do that?
Yeah, let me... Now that I'm done with my stools, I've cleaned up all my messes, so I can focus on
Boy, what a
else.
Joke that I could
have
used
for that.
I know,
but I keep saying stools. My kitchen helpers, I should say. My little kitchen helpers.
We'll do a skit about stools.
Yeah.
Little squatty potties and
Are you about done? Here's some paper. Because we're short of the other.
Yeah,
what did all these people do when they didn't have toilet paper? Just take their finger and wipe their butt with her
fingers? According to my brother, he was explaining stuff about, we were talking about this, that technically if you have the right diet,
you don't shit
everything,
excuse my language.
There's no need to have to wipe, that you would just have your stool just come out clean. You know,
like a dog or something?
Yeah, maybe kind of more like that.
You'd have to scratch the grass though to make it.
So you wouldn't need to. Wipe. So all of us who need toilet paper, we're not doing it right, apparently.
Well, it's 12 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
I think it's time for us to say goodbye to all our family.
Sure.
Goodbye.
And then next week, we can come back and have some more fun.
Yeah. I'll come up with what my character can be like. I can come in and pretend I'm that character.
I want to change your character, though. I want you to be more involved in what you're trying to do.
I will be. But I just don't have to be in every scene because I need to be helping the show go along. But my character can be in every show. Every show, she walks into the studio, doesn't talk to anybody, and everybody's like, you know, stands back as if she's like this, you know, untouchable person. You never know what she comes in looking crazy different every time, goes into her podcast room, shuts the shades, and maybe you could be hearing stuff or whatever. People don't know what's going on in there. So then I don't have to be seen anymore. So then I could be directing and doing stuff. And then it could be episodes where, you know, they're trying to peek in and trying to see, you know, that could be part of the show, is them trying to figure out what is she doing in there, you know, for her podcast or whatever. Or if I always come in dressed up and it doesn't look like me, I can always be two characters if need be. You know,
I'm waving to the audience.
Oh, okay.
Goodbye. We'll see you next week at the same place at the same time whenever you turn on your TV set.
Long as the world's still here.
World is still here. Not in Mars.
Well, thanks for listening and watching, and I'll get Larry to listen to watch sometimes too, so okay. We can have four viewers.
There you go. Well, Merry Christmas.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.